Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's March 20th, 1939, and the title is Mustang Mag Dispossessed. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse to the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. When the Western United States was first opened to settlers, justice was primitive, and unscrupulous men found it easy to use the courts to their own advantage. The masked rider of the plains fought these outlaws at every turn. It was he, more than any sheriff or judge, who protected the rights and property of the honest settlers. It was his courage and daring which brought peace and security to the frontier and made the winning of the West possible. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading west to Pecos! Tonto's waiting for us! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Mustang Mag Spread was one of the choicest ranches in the western part of Pecos County, protected from high winds by the surrounding hills and watered by many streams. As our story opens, Mag is sitting in her kitchen, supervising old Missouri as he cooks breakfast and...
Come on now, you good-for-nothing Stovey and old Galoot. Get that coffee grinder going.
Dad rat it, Mag. That's woman's
I
work.
I says get going.
Here I am, one of the most dangerous hombres that ever crossed the Mississippi. A two-gun, hard-bit bad man.
Grind that coffee, or by thunderation, I'll grind you. I don't know why I'm chunking to keep you around here anyhow. You can't wrangle cattle no more on account of your rheumatics. You can't do no branding because you ain't the strength to hold a calf.
No, Mag, that's outright slanderous of you to say such things.
You can't handle a six-gun because you're so blame nearsighted you shoot yourself in the back of the head. And you ain't the teeth to eat a beefsteak less than it's ground up into hash. What good are you?
Now, look here, Mag.
Oh, you can call me when you get the victuals ready. I'm going outside and get a breath of air.
It's getting so I ain't no more standing around here than a Chinese cook.
Well, why don't you quit if you don't like it? Wonder who that redskin might be. He's riding a doggone fine-looking paint horse. Hey, you!
Hold up.
Rain up there! Oh. Where do you think you're heading?
Me, Tonto.
Heist your hands there! Heist your hands! Don't worry, Maggie, I'll protect you from that savage redskin.
Put down that shooting iron, you blame old fool.
him not shoot.
Don't you be so sure of that. I'm known as Missouri, and I'm dangerous to tamper with. I'm a keg of blasting powder just waiting for a fuse. I got the drop on you.
Missouri.
He looks right dangerous, man.
Go back to your cooking.
But I tell you
get
that...
Now then, Injun, what do you want?
You got water for a horse?
Sure, plenty of it. What about victuals? I don't know where you could have at inside a 6 hours ride from here. Cafe in town don't serve redskins. You hungry?
But that not matter. Scout needs water.
And you need food. Well, turn your horse loose and come on inside. Mustang Mag never let a man go hungry unless it is one of the Morton outfits.
Well, Tonto, come. Get water first.
Red man or white, I like to see a man that shows appreciation for fine horse flesh. Come inside when you're ready. Hey, you, Missouri.
You all right, man? You all right?
Set up an extra plate. We got company for breakfast.
Who?
An Injun named Tonto.
Dad, rat, and dog, gone it all, man. That's more than I can stand. Me, Missouri, cooking for a redskin.
Shut up and do what you're told.
Oh, man, you sure enough make it hard for a man to keep on caring for you.
You? You could care for a Shoshone squaw if you could be sure of 3 meals a day. The Injun's watering his horse, and he'll be in soon. Maybe I can do some horse trading with him. I'd give him any 2 horses we got for that paint of his.
The horse looked right fine.
I'd give him 2 horses and throw in my foreman for that paint.
Your foreman? Say, that's me.
Uh-huh, I know. Come on in, Injun. What?
Take it easy, Mustang Meg.
Mert Morton.
What
do you want here?
Take it easy, Meg.
If you're here to try and buy this ranch again, the answer's no. Same as it's been for the past year, ever since I inherited it from Sam Slocum.
Trouble is, Meg, you only thought you inherited the place from Sam Slocum.
He left a will, and this ranch is mine.
You'd have done right well to sell it at my price while you had the chance, before I got to investigating things. Now you're going to have to get off the land and turn it over to me for nothing.
Why, say
you... Calm down, Meg. I'll explain the whole thing to you. I thought for some time that Sam Slocum, who used to own this land, wanted me to have it when he was gone.
Like funny wanted you to have it. Why, me and Sam were fixing to get married, and when he killed himself, he left it to me.
That's where you're wrong, Meg.
I ain't wrong. Before the law begun to close in on him, he made a will and left it right here in this house. He left the whole thing to me.
But he made a later will, Meg, and changed his mind.
A later will?
Just so. Come here, Scar, and tell about it.
Well, there ain't much to tell. Morton here had a notion old Sam might have left a new will somewhere while he was hiding out in that hunter shack when the law was closing in to ask about some horse stealing.
Why should he leave a new will? Why should he change his mind about this outfit?
That's easy, Meg, because you wouldn't marry him. He figured that if you'd have married him, you wouldn't have had to be an outlaw. Well, he'd settle down here. Teddy stole horses, got hunted and trapped, and shot himself.
And blamed it on me. Well, if that ain't just like the doggone old coyote, always fixing the blame on others.
Fact is, though, Scar went to that shack where Sam shot himself and looked around there real careful.
And then what?
He found a few old letters that Sam had left in the hiding place. And also the new will.
That will ain't worth the paper it's writ on.
It's his own handwriting, Meg. The sheriff and Judge Clay decided so.
How could they?
They still got the suicide note he left. They got some old letters and things. And the writing is all the same.
What name, feller?
Huh?
Where'd you come from?
Me here.
Come on, Tonto. I reckon I can still get to the victuals, I promise.
What name, feller?
What feller?
Feller leave new paper.
Oh, Sam Slocum. What about it?
Oh, Tonto here. Maybe me come back soon.
Hey, where you going?
What in tongue of day is that redskin anyhow? Ain't he coming in now?
Oh, Tonto, if you're hungry.
Get him up, Scout.
Well, I'll be hog-tied and throwed for an unbranded colt if that engine don't beat off.
Things ain't changed none, Meg. Are you getting out of this place or not?
If you want me out, you get a court order and get the sheriff and get a posse that's strong enough to throw me out.
And me too.
I don't give 3 hoots of a horn toad what you've got in the way of a will or what Sam Slocum intended or what Judge Clay says. They ain't but one single move me out of this valley and off of this ranch, and that's gunpowder and hot lead.
Suit yourself. Come on, boys, we'll go tell the sheriff he's got to come personal. Persuade this old fire eater to vamoose.
And when you come back, you better come back ready to shoot.
Tonto, riding hard, left the valley ranch and headed for the top of one of the surrounding hills. There he brought his paint horse to a stop. Dismounting, the Indian worked fast. He gathered huge stacks of dry brush and wood and heaped them in piles. He made 3 heaping mounds, then lighted them. When the fire was burning high, Tonto threw damp moss and green leaves on the flames. Three towering columns of smoke rose to the sky, and far away a masked man saw the signal.
Three columns, the signal for help.
He watched for a moment, then rose quickly to his feet and called,
Silver, hear more! Tonto has signaled to us. He wants us. You understand, Silver? There's trouble somewhere near those distant hills. Steady there, boy. We'll have you cinched up in just a moment. No time to pack our things. We'll come back here later.
The Lone Ranger and his great white stallion, Silver, prepared to ride again. The big horse seemed to know what was expected, and his nostrils quivered in eagerness to be off and away, carrying the masked man to new adventure.
There you are, Silver. Now we'll see what Tonto wants.
The Lone Ranger broke through the woods where his camp had been, then into the clear where the full speed of Silver could be used. Like a flash of white flame, the stallion raced across the country, then into the hills.
Come on, Silver!
The broken ground made the footing insecure, but Silver raced on until finally the Lone Ranger arrived at the hill where Tonto had lighted the fire.
Hold there, Silver! Hold on! You come. What is it, Kemosabe?
Plenty trouble in valley.
Where?
Morton, feller. Steel Ranch.
Mert Morton? That land-grabbing schemer. He hasn't taken over old Mag's land, has he?
Him try.
How can he?
Him do it. Him got paper, but paper no good.
What do you mean, Tonto?
Tonto no. You know, maybe you go to Osage.
Osage? What about Osage?
Tonto there in jail. Him maybe help.
Osage is a long way from here, Tonto.
But you hear Tonto.
Tell me what's on your mind.
The Lone Ranger listened to Tonto. Then the two made plans afterwards. They mounted and rode in different directions. That evening, Mert Morton and a couple of his men returned to Mustang Mag's home. Morton had a legal paper signed by Judge Clay and brought the sheriff with him to enforce it.
May have a peg of trouble, the old fire-eater, Sheriff, but you got to enforce my legal rights.
I'll enforce them all right, Morton. Much as I hate to do it.
You better. We'll have a new lawman around this county.
Ain't nothing too ornery for you to do, is there, Morton?
What's that?
You own all the land there is around here, but still you ain't satisfied. You got to put that old woman off her ranch here.
All I want is what's mine by rights.
Yep, I know.
Hey, what are you doing here? Get off this ranch. This here's private property.
Take it easy, Missouri. Where's Mag?
Inside the house, I reckon.
There she is. Hi there, Mag.
Well, I reckon Morton has brought you, Sheriff. Well, let's have it.
Judge Clay has investigated the claims of Mr. Mert Morton and judged him to be the owner of this ranch, known as the Lazy J. It's ruled that you've been living here on land that ain't yours. But being as you didn't know it wasn't yours and no claim was made by Mr. Morton, you don't have to pay him rent for the land.
Rent? Jumping catfish. Do you mean to say the skunk wanted to charge you rent for living here?
Let me finish. You don't have to pay no rent, Mag, providing you vacate the place and turn it over to him.
Well, I'm ready.
Mr. Morton says you can have till sundown tomorrow to get your things back.
Nope, I'm ready to move out right now. I got the things I want to take along with me all packed in the buckboard behind the house. The team's hitched up and waiting.
The sooner you get, the better I'll be satisfied.
But, Mag, ain't you going to take none of your furniture?
Nope. Wouldn't have no place to put it if I did take it.
By thunderation and grease lightning, what's come over you?
What about you, Missouri? You staying?
Me? Why, gosh, Mag, I'd better go along with you.
Come along, then.
Land sakes, you give up without an argument.
See you later, Sheriff.
All right, Mag.
I ain't done yet, Missouri, and don't get the notion that I am.
But, Mag, I don't serve it.
While he was out in the rains this afternoon, that engine come back and brought me this bullet. Take a look at it. It's silver.
What about it?
He fetched a message from a certain hombre and said to do what the sheriff ordered and wait for things to happen.
Well, things are sure enough happened.
Get aboard, Missouri.
What's the silver bullet mean?
Reckon we'll find out sooner or later. I'll handle the reins. Reckon them horses understand me better than you.
Gosh, all fish hooks, Mag. Leaving here hurts me more than any rheumatics I ever knowed.
Leaving this old place, it's like leaving a part of my life behind me. Doggone it. It's a part of me. What can a woman like me do without a ranch to earn a living?
Maybe I could get a job on some other outfit. Maybe I could work for Morton and support you somehow, Mag. If we was married.
Now, what ails me? Getting to be a sentimental fool at my age. I never did like ranching anyhow. Come on, Missouri. I'll find something that'll keep us fed. Get up there. I'm glad to get away from that run-down old ranch.
Mag, you're a doggone fibber, and you know it.
¶¶ The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. On the day after Mag and Missouri had driven away from the Lazy J, the old man was holding forth in the cafe at Pecos. And
I tell you, gents, I can't figure out what's happened to Mustang Mag. I never in a million years would have suspicioned that she'd just pack up and get like that.
Without no argument at all?
Not a word of argument.
And she didn't flash a six gun?
No sign of one. Fact is, she was all packed and waiting when the sheriff come with Judge Clay's order. Guys, she must be downright sick or something.
Mustang Mag was staying in town with a friend.
I'll be on your hands long, Betsy Jane. As soon as I say there ain't no hope to get the place back, I'll shove on.
But Aunt Meg, where can you go? What can you do?
I can do all a man can do. If I have to, I can wrangle cattle with the best of them. Worst comes to worst, he'll open up a restaurant in town here. I'll find something.
You're welcome to stay on here as long as you please, Aunt Meg. Oh, sticks alive. Ben was right tickled when he heard we had a chance to do a little favor for you, after all you did for us.
Thank you, child.
Is there any hope of getting back the Lazy J?
I don't know as to that.
What are you going to do?
Petition Judge Clay for hearing on Morton's rights to it. I got a right to see the will of Sam Slocum and other papers pertaining to the case, ain't I?
Well, sure you have.
Then I'll have a look at them.
Why don't you go right over there now? The judge is in his law office.
Nope.
Why not?
Tomorrow. Not today.
Aunt Meg, You've got some sort of secret scheme.
What makes you say this?
You have, haven't you? Tain't like you let Mert Morton go right in there as you did. Why, everyone in town was surprised to hear that you give up without more of a fight. Even the sheriff looked for trouble.
Well, maybe I have got a secret, Betsy Jane. Maybe so I have. I ain't saying.
Oh, tell me what it is.
I ain't saying no more than I have to, Betsy Jane, because it might not work out. But I'm counting a lot on a certain hombre that right now is a day's ride east of here.
When the Lone Ranger arrived in Osage, he went to a little Spanish mission and asked for the Padre. The two met in the patio, and their hands met in a firm grip of friendship.
It has been long, amigo, since last you came here.
I've been a long way from here, Padre.
The stories of what you do, they come back to me. I hear much.
Have you heard about things in Pecos?
No.
There's trouble there, Padre. Trouble that brought me to you.
To me? But how can I be of help?
You probably knew a man named Juan Cordova.
If you search for him, amigo, it is too late. He died 6 months ago.
Yes, I know. He was hanged for murder, wasn't he?
That is right.
I hoped you might have been with him at the end.
I am glad to say he spent his last night on this earth in my company.
He made his peace?
Yes, and went to his death courageously. He was a bad man, amigo, very bad. But at the end, one could not help feel sorry for him.
Padre, there were a lot of other crimes in Cordova's life, besides the one he paid for by hanging.
See.
I came to speak about one of his earlier crimes.
Amigo, there is much I would do for you. But what Cordova told me at the end, that cannot be told.
You said Cordova made his peace.
That is right.
You think somewhere he's still living, don't you?
See.
You think he'd want to right another wrong he did?
How can he?
An old woman has been driven from her home because of one of Cordova's crimes. A greedy land grabber named Morton has taken her ranch, stolen it from her. Padre, I want you to help her get that land back.
Will you tell me more about this, amigo?
I'll tell you everything.
next day, Mustang Mag and Betsy Jane went to the courthouse where Judge Clay was awaiting them. The news of the hearing had been spread throughout the town by old Missouri, and the small courtroom was crowded.
Quiet down, please. Quiet down. I don't know what you're all doing here. This ain't no trial. Just a meet between Mustang, Maggie and me. I'll tell you in advance, there won't be no excitement. There won't be a blame thing worth watching or waiting for. I'm just going to show Sam Slocum's will to this woman as she requested. And, she has a right to see.
And I aim to see it, too.
You keep still.
I'm Mustang Mag's top hand, and I got my right.
Sir, if you don't shut up, we'll have the sheriff throw you out.
Let's get this over with. Where is that hunk of paper?
Right here.
Hold on there, Judge.
Oh, you.
What are you doing here, you ugly-faced baboon? You got the lazy J. Why don't you stay there?
I heard what was going on here. I want to see if there ain't no dirty work done.
Sit down.
Sure, I'll sit down. Move over, you.
Hey, Dad Roger Hyde, I was here first.
Make room for him, Missouri.
Oh, do I?
Thought you'd slip one over on me, eh? Well, there ain't much goes on here that I don't hear about one way or another. Meg, I reckon you'll just about hit the ceiling when you learn who told me to come here.
Who done it?
The critter you're counting on to help you.
Who?
That redskin.
Tonto.
The same. Look at her face, boys. Ain't that something to see?
Well, that engine has double-crossed me if he ain't told me right.
I says all along that we should have shouted out with him. And doggone it, it ain't too late right now.
Put away that gun.
If you want trouble...
Sit down, both of you.
This is a court of law.
I'll handle this, Judge Clay. You set yourself down there, Missouri, or I'll fetch your club alongside your head that'll pull you up there on the floor.
Greg, I didn't mean no trouble.
Quiet. I want to get things straight here. Did you say, Morton, that Tonto told you to come here?
He sure did. And I'm warning you that I won't stand for any change from the decision the judge handed down yesterday.
Let's hear about that, Will.
If I can have order in the place, I'll go
on. I'll get going. I'll see that you got order.
Yes, that's right.
One time, Missouri.
Yes,
ma'am. Now then, the ranch known as the Lazy J was owned in the first place by Sam Slocum.
Yes, sir, and he made out a will.
I'll get to that. He made a will, leaving it to you. And when he left, the head of the law that wanted
him... Yeah.
The law was getting close, and Sam wasn't going to be strung up, so he shot himself. The note he left explained everything. Then Mr. Martin remembered a while back that Slocum promised to leave the Lazy J to him. So he went to the hunter's cabin and started to search.
And I found the new will.
You found the new will, and you brought it to me, and I agreed it was legal. And dated after the one that Maggie had.
How about witnesses?
Meg, when a man's about ready to die like Sam Slocum was, and he makes out a will like he done, his own handwriting, he don't need witnesses. It'll stand in any court in the country. That's the law. Because I looked it up.
I want to see that suicide letter.
And I thought you might have it right here. I got to admit, Meg, that I'm as sorry as can be. I speak now, not as the judge.
Being sorry don't help none.
I admit Morton has more land right now than he deserves, and I admit you're going to be up against it bad by losing your land.
I'll get along all right. But hang it all, I can't believe this.
You don't have no choice, Meg.
I thought for sure there was something underhanded. Especially...
Especially what, Maggie?
Well, I sort of counted on that masked man.
Who?
The masked man. The man that sent the silver bullet.
Silver bullet? What are you talking about?
I didn't clear off my rancher's calm as I did because you sent a court order by the sheriff. I cleared off because the masked man sent word for me to do so. I counted on him.
Wait a minute. Just who are you talking about?
If it hadn't have been for him, me and Missouri would have put up a right stiff fight. We'd have shot it out with as many men as you sent. We'd have fought for every last inch of the Lazy J land and burned the house down before we'd let that scheming polecat have
it. Now you're talking, man.
You're darn right I'm talking. I still say Mort can't have it.
We'll fight.
Sit down. Be quiet.
You gotta obey the law.
The law be hanged. There's a law in this country that means more than your scheming crooked laws that make men like you richer than folks like me dead broke. There's a law. Gun law.
Put him under arrest.
Stand back, Dad Reggie. I'm holding guns on you.
Me too. Keep back away from us. What's the right, Missouri? We're heading back for the Lazy J, and we're showing that it'll take a fight to take my house and my life.
Meg, put down that gun.
Hey, Dad, Meg, this won't get you nothing but trouble.
I trusted that masked man, or we'd have had it out with gun smoke before now. Well, now I ain't trusting nobody, Morton or the sheriff or you, Judge Clay. There's crooked work, and I know it. But I can't prove nothing.
There's nothing crooked at all.
That's fun, our aim.
Meg! Put down those guns.
It's him, the masked man.
You too, Missouri. Put down those guns.
Who are you?
Seems we've just arrived in time. Come, Padre. Let's speak to Judge Clay.
Maybe I entrusted the wrong man after all.
Meg, who is he?
Judge Clay.
Now, hold on, mister. In the first place, no man wearing a mask can have his say in my court.
The padre from the Mission of the Osage is not masked.
The padre?
Si, senor. You know you can trust me.
Yes, yes, of course, padre.
Then you will first please listen to my friend.
I'm glad to see Tala brought you here, Morton.
Have your say and get. This is a blame fool waste of time.
Before we're finished, Morton, you may be glad to waste some time. Judge, you have a will made by Sam Slocum, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Did you compare that with the earlier will?
Why?
To see if the handwriting was the same.
It couldn't be. I made out the first will myself.
What about the signature?
We have a sample of Slocum's writing in his last letter.
May I see that?
Masked man, I...
Senor, perhaps you will let me see it?
Huh? Oh, yes, yeah, sure, padre. Here, you can see for yourself the writing's the same in both of them.
I still can't...
Shut up.
Yes.
Let the padre study them two papers.
Well, padre, are you satisfied?
The writing is identical.
Just what I said. That's why I ruled that Morton got the ranch.
Judge Clay, the fact that the handwriting is identical is proof that Morton wrote that will himself.
That's a lie.
Quiet here. Quiet.
You can't prove any such things as that.
What do you mean by that statement?
Judge Clay, the truth is that Sam Slocum did not shoot himself.
I won't stand
Morton
here.
And Slocum were enemies. When Morton found where Sam was hiding, he went there with a half-breed and killed him. Then he wrote the suicide note for the posse to find when they finally located Sam.
That called for proof.
Listen to what the padre will tell you.
What my friend has said is the truth. I attended a condemned man before he was hanged. It was one named Cordova.
Cordova?
He freed his soul of all his sins. He told about the murder of Senor Slocum.
You have the padre's word that Morton wrote that suicide note and signed Sam's name to it. That writing is the same. Morton wrote the will that he bases his claim to the Lazy J on.
You won't get
that way, or drop that gun or I'll shoot.
That's it, Frazier.
Take his gun.
I got it. I got the gun.
Take over, Sheriff.
I want you, Morton. By thunder, you're facing a murder trial now.
Wait, stranger. Stop that masked man. He's going out the door.
It is no use, senor. He is already gone.
Who is he, padre?
He is called the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. And he fixed you, Merritt Morton.
I ain't licked yet. You just wait. Now I got an account to square.
Ah, you better figure a way to stay out of jail before you use what brain you got trying to get square. Take the horn toad away, Sheriff.
Come on, Morton.
And one thing more. They tell me the jail is running wild with rats. I hope, Morton, that you feel right to home.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, at OTR Westerns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.